my name is Crystal calling from customer support. I was returning your phone call. Can I have your zip code, please?
Yeah, 33759.
33759. May I have your first and last name?
33759.
May I have your first and last name?
Brad Stegman.
Thank you. And Mr. Brad, can you verify the shipping address for me?
Yeah, 1745 Sioux Drive, Clearwater, Florida, 33759.
All righty. Thank you so much for that. So let me take a look here. Okay. So looking on the account, I'm showing on the 24th of March, you signed up for a 14-day trial, 30-day supply for the enhancement and the boost.
Okay. Yeah, I received it on the 1st. I had problems with it. I broke out in a rash, and I had stomach issues about 4 to 5 days in, which I called on that Sunday or Monday, which was the 5th or 6th. And I spoke with somebody and told them I wanted to cancel it. They said just dispose of the rest of them. And now I'm being charged. I don't get it.
Okay, so let me take a look here. Okay, so looking over the account with this product, our product is an all-natural product, and it does increase the screen stamina and also the blood flow. Now, you said that you took the product, and the product, you broke out with the rash, and also you gave you stomach.
I got a rash all over my chest, and I started getting all these zits and a rash, an itchy rash and everything. I didn't change any diet, no nothing. I was itching everywhere, so I stopped taking the stuff. The stuff went away. They said, are you sure that's what it was? I told them, yeah. They said, okay, well, then dispose of it. I attempted to take a few more of them, and I started itching again the next day, and I said, okay, I got rid of them. And
who did you speak with about that? Did you speak with another representative about that?
This phone number here is the number I used. I had it written down, but I don't know where the paper went because they told me that everything was taken care of. They told me that definitely to stop taking it, and then they said that it was all that was it with it. I didn't even take, but shoot, I took five or six days worth. By about the four and a half days in, I started itching all over and everything, and then got to thinking about it. That's the only thing that I changed in my diet or anything. And after I stopped taking it, it started going away almost immediately. Like, it started clearing up and clearing up. It took a couple of days to clear up completely, but yeah, my body, it doesn't agree with my body.
Okay, yes, I'm sorry to hear that. Now, what I can do is, what if I'm able to place your account on a 60-day hold to see if you're able to take the product to your doctor and to see if there's something, if that product is what was causing the allergic reaction? Would that be something you'll be interested in?
Say this again, I'm sorry. You put a what now?
I said, what if I'm able to place your account on a 60-day hold? Therefore, that's a full 2 months, and I can give you, that's giving you time to actually take the product to your doctor to see if this product is what could have caused your allergic reaction. And to see if you are able to say.
I went up to the guy at the corner here. There's an eight at the corner of Plaza. We have a walk-in clinic.
Uh-huh.
And he asked me if anything had changed in my diet or anything. I told him that I was taking a supplement. I told him the brand or whatever and stuff. He looked it up and said, he said basically that if that's something that's changed, that's probably what the cause of it was. But they're not even open now, and that's the only place that really takes my insurance. I don't know what, they got this some special thing going, because it's by the Publix. I seen they're closed down up there, and I have Medicare, Medicaid, whatever it's called, and I can't really afford to go to the bathroom with all this corona stuff going on. A lot of doctors aren't taking in for stuff like this, you know? But I don't want to put it back in my body again. I've never had issues like that, and then all of a sudden I had an issue like that. I don't want to take the chance and go through that again. It was terrible. The whole upper body was all like a rash, itching, and it wasn't right.
Yes, sir. I most definitely understand. So what I can do is I can go ahead and get your account canceled out for you. Well, you will not receive any further charges nor any further products from us. Now, I do understand you said you called in and you spoke with the previous rep about canceling the account, but I'm not showing any notation or anything on our end showing that you called in to cancel the account. Now, as far as the charges, those charges would be valid charges due to the fact that we're not showing that you, no notation or anything that you called in to cancel the account.
I did call in. I spoke with somebody, and they said they were going to handle this, though, because I told them that, I didn't even take the whereabouts. Now I'm being charged. I'm being charged for the stuff. I mean, the stuff was making me sick.
Yes, sir, I understand. So that's why I stated I can go ahead and cancel your account for you. Because we don't want you to continue to take something that's causing you to have an allergic reaction. So I do understand. So that's why.
I'm going to be charged for it, even though it's giving me an allergic reaction. And I called, and the person told me that they had it taken care of, not to take it. I asked, do you want me to ship it back? They said no, dispose of it. They said we don't do that with the shipping back.
Correct. With our shipping, with our warehouse, it's a shipping warehouse only. So we only ship out products. We do not receive products back to the warehouse. Now,
if they didn't put it in the computer correctly or something, that's my fault. I mean, that's what they told me, was not to ship it back to them, just not to take it. And so now I'm stuck with, how is this? I mean,
well, give me one moment. Let me look further over the account really quickly to make sure I'm not looking over
any
notation, okay? One second.
Yeah, please. This company, they sent me the workout supplement. I called to cancel them. They didn't put it in the computer, okay?
No.
Stop, Molly. I got to talk all on hold. I don't know who it was either. I told her how they told me not to send them back. Told me out in a rash that they're saying that they charged me $200 last night. since, right? No, it's here. She's saying she can't find it in the computer, so she'll camera on out. Well, hold on your camera charging, give you 60 days to take it to the doctor and see if that's what's causing it. I told her how to walk here, so I found a way. I took it again for another day or two and it started back up. I told her how they told me we do not ship it back. That's exactly our policy. Well, how would I know policy? Like, not to mention on the computer, it never said nothing about a trial on this stuff. So they're trying to tell me they're going to charge me the $200 for two more bottles, even though I can't take it.
All right, Mr. Brad, thank you for patiently holding for me. I'm still here with you, okay? I'm just looking over in every note that I see on the account, okay? Yeah. One moment.
Yep. Yeah, she's on there. She's looking. She just clicked back on and said she's square with me. She's looking over every note on the account. But what I mean, so basically, they're telling me that take this stuff that messed up my body or whatever. I should just take the 60-day thing from them, take that, and contact an attorney, huh? Because they're trying to charge me for something that one of their people then put a note in the computer, that's on them. They're trying to sell me something I'm telling them is that Alpha Core.
Ooh.
Alpha Core.
Alphacore.
But that's what Ross is, right? They take it on a percentage. The one that just won my $100,000 lawsuit. Why wouldn't they pick it up? This is bullshit. Charging me $200 to make me sick.
All right, Mr. Brad, I'm still here with you, okay? I'm looking over the notation. I still haven't ran across any notes where you spoke with that previous representative about, you know, the product giving you allergic reaction, also that you wanted to cancel the account. Give me one second. I'm trying to see what is there anything that I can do, okay? I know for a fact I'm going to go ahead and cancel the account. I'm sorry, what was that?
I said I appreciate what you're doing for me, that's all.
Oh, yes, sir. You're more than welcome. That's what I'm here for.
I just want to sound like I'm coming off rude to you. It's just I'm very upset when I seen this pop up, and I just wanted you to know I appreciate the work you're doing. It's not you. I'm not getting rude with you. I'm just upset right now.
Yes, sir. I can most definitely understand. So let me look over the
account.
Especially
with no work and everything right now, and $200 and on something that makes me sick. I mean, it's crazy.
Right. Yes, I understand. So give me one second. Let me go ahead and look over the account to see what else I can do for you. Okay. One moment.
Yep.
I'm still here with you, Mr. Brad. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
Yep. Did you see anything on it when you looked it up? Or you didn't look it up? You asked me on the phone. I was asking if you had seen anything on it. But I don't know. You asked the name for it. I didn't know what it was. Can I send us coffee? What's the name of that place at the corner of that walking clinic? AFC or something? I know. They changed it like two or three times, didn't they? Mm-hmm. There's a what? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's called AFC or something.
Mr. Brad, I'm still here with you, okay? I'm trying to see. I got the account canceled out. I'm trying to see would it allow me to at least try to give you a refund. Give me one moment, okay? And thank you for being very patient with me. You're welcome.
Thank you for all your help.
You're welcome. All righty. So looking here, Mr. Brad, what I can do is I can refund you the $99.94 and the $95.94 for you on the account. So I did go ahead and cancel the account for you. And right now I'm submitting the refund for the $95.94 and the $99.94. So give me one moment while I get this refunded.
All right. Now, with this, so I won't have to worry about it trying to send me another bottle or nothing, right?
Correct.
I don't want anything to do with it. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And so with the refund.
What was your name again?
Crystal.
Crystal?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's like CRYSTAL.
Yes, sir. That is it. All right. So let me
you
see
guys,
here.
When you get down there, I don't know if you guys have like something that I can call and like give you a rating or tell you about good job you did or whatever.
Sure, I can most definitely get you over to one of our supervisors to advise them of that information. So looking here, I did get that refund for you, Mr. Brad. So allow
after the have the last for that what?
So I was letting you know that I did go ahead and get that refunded for you. Just allow 3 to 5 business days for that to be back into your account. Okay. So that's just the standard. Right. So that's just the standard protocol.
Understandable. Yeah, that's fine. I can understand that.
Okay. So give me one moment. Let me just finish this up really quickly. Okay.
I'm sorry. Do what?
I said, give me one moment. I'm trying to go ahead and finish up this refund for you really quickly.
Okay. Yeah, do your thing. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, you won't. You're fine.
I'm just holding the phone with my shoulder and trying to write down notes, so it's like I'm not hearing everything perfectly.
Yes, I understand. One moment. All righty, so I got you all canceled on it. Thank you for patiently holding for me. I got that refund submitted for you as well. As I stated earlier, allow 3 to 5 business days for that to go through, and you will not receive any further charges nor any further products from us on this account. So the account will be closed. I think I covered everything.
All right, so I have no worries of it happening again next month or anything, right? It's canceled for sure. All right.
Correct.
Yeah, you sound more thorough. The last person was not didn't take as long, so it wasn't as thorough. So sounds more like you know what you're doing there. It must have been a new person I had. I don't know. I wish I kept the note that I had their name on it, but I figured it was over and threw it out. So.
Yes, sir, and it was my pleasure assisting you. And if you wanted to continue to speak with that representative to provide them with that information, I'm sorry, the supervisor, with that information, I can most definitely get you over to the supervisor.
Of course I do. I'd like to let them know what a great job you did and what a great employee they have.
All righty, so thank you for that. And give me one moment. I'll go ahead and get you over to the supervisor. And thank you for calling customer support. One moment, okay?
Yep, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.